We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we were talking off the air, Minneapolis, the problems that are going on in that city, there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. I was unaware of the latest one. You told me about it, that there was a protest about the man who was shot and killed by U.S. Marshals. They're still protesting this. The guy was a felon, and the cops claim that he had a gun. Now, his girlfriend, who was in the car with him, claims there was no gun. You know what? I'm still tending to believe multiple police officers from multiple different groups of police, different counties, different cities, that he did have a gun and shot at them. But someone was killed. One of the protesters, someone drove into the group of protesters and killed them. So this is going to make it even worse, right?
Yeah. This happened overnight here. Breaking news this morning that it was intentional. They're saying there may have been drugs and alcohol involved. That's not been confirmed. The name of the driver hasn't been released or anything, or the victim. But as I understand it, the police have erected barricades on these streets in Uptown, and the driver went through the barricade hit the protesters and hit one of them. I do have a question as to why the city is erecting barricades to encourage
protests.
I read earlier yesterday, Jute Salon and Spa, which has been there forever. When I was in law school, I lived in Uptown. I love Uptown. Jute Salon and Spa has announced their closing, and the owner cited concerns over the continued violence in the area. Uptown Theater, which is a huge entertainment spot there in Uptown, they're closing permanently. They can see the writing on the wall. The city is not going to step in and do anything. It's this attitude of, well, they're just businesses. They have insurance.
Yes.
Businesses are tired of it.
Well, and I lived in Uptown as well. And Mary, my wife, we lived there when we first got married before we moved, because I didn't want to raise kids in the city. And that's what, and we also wanted some land. But beyond that, it is. It's a great place. It's right by the lakes. We'd be at the lakes either running back when I ran or taking advantage of lakes every day. But now, Jeff, I don't want to go into the city. I mean, I have no interest in going any part of Minneapolis, and they have got to do something. That city council has done so much damage, not just in Minneapolis, but around the country, when they said they were the first to say defund the police. And then it caught on. I saw a story yesterday where the number of officers around the country that have put in for retirement or just stopped work, quit, is more than double what it was the previous year. And it's directly related to this idiot group of Minneapolis City Council members saying defund the police. It's just become a... And if you're young and you want to become a cop, well, first of all, it's hard to recruit kids or young men and women who want to be cops, but why would you want to be one in Minneapolis? Because you are completely... Yeah. Your hands are tied from doing anything by this this leadership that they have. And I in no way, absolutely no way, condone what happened. But I think I can understand that some people are getting so angry at the protests, and they just, it's their way of striking back. And it's wrong. Obviously, it's wrong to go through barricades. It's wrong if there are no barricades to drive into the crowd. But it's probably that same type of anger or whatever it is that has these people building or burning down buildings and becoming violent on the other side, that both sides can feel this, this anger. And it's a powder keg in that city. And I don't think there's still going to be incidents. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's not. You mentioned earlier about not wanting to go to Minneapolis or be in Minneapolis right now. I'm someone who, where our office later today our office is reopening officially today. So I'm theoretically going to probably be going down to the office a little bit more.
Oh.
And I messaged our managing partner and I said, what's it cost for me to get a spot under the building? Cause I don't want to even be outside in the city right now.
Oh no, you need to have a spot in the building for parking your car. That's what you're talking. But you know what? It's a gauntlet just to get to your, and it's not, your building's not that far off of one of the major arteries, but you still have to take the chance of not being carjacked when you're going in and out of the, you know, that underground building. Because the cops aren't going to do anything. They're not doing anything about carjackings. This city has been turned over to,
and it's not just the city officials. You know, the governor is to blame here, too, for his inaction. And the reason I say that is, if you recall, years ago, it happened in 1996 when Arne Carlson was governor, and in 2003 when Tim Pawlenty was governor. So it's happened twice now, where in the summer in Minneapolis, crime had gotten so out of control, and it was minor compared to what's going on now.
Yeah.
That the governors Carlson and Pawlenty, sent in the state patrol for extra law enforcement in the city of Minneapolis. I don't see Tim Walz with all his political pandering. I mean, Tim Walz created this problem last summer when he fanned the flames after George Floyd's death. I don't see Governor Walz stepping up and doing something similar here. He's going to be hands off, because, you know, he's got a reelection bid next year, and that's all he cares about. And his base is, I mean, he ran from his fishing opener, so we know he's not going to get any more votes out in outstate Minnesota. He's got to get them all in Minneapolis and St. Paul, so he's going to play to the mob and pander as much as he has to.
Jeff, you know what? If he does get reelected, to me, this state is done. Because if you can get if you can put up with all that he's done, he still basically has dictatorial powers in the state, right? He hasn't given that up.
Yeah, he just announced last week he was extending his powers. I don't, you know, everything has returned basically to normal, right?
Yes.
And the capacity limits are gone. All these restrictions are gone. The only thing that's really left in place is the eviction moratorium, which needs to go, because I've got clients that are property owners. They're getting tired of not getting paid and putting up with all sorts of shenanigans because, you know, their renters think that they can do whatever they want because they can't evict them. That's got to go. But other than that, and I think getting some federal money, there's no reason for it. Everything else is back to normal. I joked over the weekend. I said on Twitter, I said, well, we're definitely in a post-COVID world in the United States, because you got the real clear sign was KISS was in Battery Park in New York blowing pyrotechnics up for a little mini concert as part of the Tribeca Film Festival. I said, well, KISS is blowing stuff up. We're normal again. And he just keeps extending things.
No, he needs to stop. And it's because it's not getting better. And the thing, I when you mentioned this, I'm in fear of him getting reelected. Because he will,
yeah,
I mean,
too.
Can you keep these powers and then get reelected and extend them again? Because basically, there's checkpoint.
And then that's what he's doing is he could keep going. What he's doing is, you know, I think he would have let him go had he not had the Republicans in the Senate after the 2020 election. But he's doing it so he doesn't have to. He's doing this so he doesn't have to, you know, consult with the opposition party on things, because the Republicans have been the ones saying, hey, we're killing businesses, we're killing jobs, you can't do this, you can't do that. And that's, you know, that's not what he wants. I mean, as I've said to people before, the Democrat model of a two-party system is something that resembles a Harlem Globetrotters Washington Generals game. There's two teams on the court, but one is going to, we already know one is pre-programmed to lose. That's what they want.
Well,
what they want at the federal level. That's what they want at the state level.
That's a great way to put it. And on that note, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you for that. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.